So you got to sell the farm to walk this thing out. And see, if you're not selling out, it's because you're in agreement with another spirit. How can two walk together lest there be an agreement? So if you still got vestiges of your soul tied to the world, you can mentally ascend to being what I'm talking about, but you can't live it because you're still bound and chained to something in this present evil world. So you got to sever all ties. So when people come in your midst, they're going to know, this ain't the same thing now. I've been going to church my whole life, but I never been in this. That's because you walked into a place where God really was present, as opposed to just church and religion where God never is. Most churches on the street corner are just a bunch of foolishness that man made up to bind people to make money off of folks. That's all it's there for. They just found a trick to use to preach at folks and raise their emotions to a frenzy in order to get a tithe from folks. And there's no such thing as a tithe. That's a lie too. So you got to understand that it's all designed just to make money off of people. But the real power of God comes to set a person free so God can now inhabit them and express himself through them to save other people. As you approach the end of the world that we're rapidly going toward, it's going to be very austere to find a real Christian. So we're trying to build fellowships and people you know from your environment to pray with and walk with, because a real Christian is a rare individual. Most people are just religious church folks. They're not Christians. They're not even saved, not born again. They're just religious church folk. But real folks that have really been born again are a rare commodity. And you're doing real good if you know three or four Christians for real. Most folk just pay lip service to it. They just hang around churches and go to little meetings and go to church on Sunday and Wednesday. But Christianity is a life laid down and a nature change that makes you a born-again individual that has been absorbed into the body of Christ. That's what we deal with. That's the only people we deal with. And we invite other people by means of salvation to join us if they want to go to heaven and not go to hell. There's only two places to go when you leave here, heaven and hell. And, you know, a lot of preachers stand over dead corpses at funerals, putting people in heaven that went to hell. Because you can put anybody in heaven at a funeral, because you can mentally ascend to them going to heaven when they went to hell. Yes, he got killed, robbing the liquor store, and he killed two cops, and the third cop shot him in the head. But he's in a better place than we are. That's crazy. But that's for the sake of his grandmama and mama in the front row, so they won't have to accept the fact their boy went to hell. So nobody wants to say anything. If I preach a funeral, I never put anybody in heaven or hell. I address the people there about where they're going, because wherever that person is, they've already gone. I'm not going to imagine they went to heaven or they went to hell. They died as a renegade, a fornicator, an animal, living like a dog in the streets. They're not in heaven. They went to hell forever. That's the truth. If you try to put them anywhere else, you're just a liar. So I just leave it alone for the sake of the family. I just don't even address them. I just address the people in the crowd. Because if I say it, man, the way your boy died, most assuredly he's burning in hell right now. I sure hate to say it, but that's a damn soul. You know, people would look at me like, you dirty dog. You. But that would be the truth. But you just don't say it. Because everybody down in their unsanctified souls, they know that's where he is. If you died like a dog, you went to hell like a dog. Everybody knows that. But they don't want you to say that because of the anguish it causes the human soul. Isn't it crazy how people live thinking they're going to escape God's judgment when in fact God has already said what he's going to do to you? But then we think we get an exception or we can imagine it to be differently. God is going to do exactly what he said in this Bible. And it's not governed by his feelings. So we better get changed real fast and align our feelings with his, because he says he exalts his word higher than his name. He does exactly what he says. So I better find out what he said and align myself with him and stop trying to feel my way through this like God is an imaginary creature, because he's not. God is real, and he's going to do to everybody exactly what he said he's going to do. You live right, live for him. Live in righteousness and obey his son, you get an eternal reward in heaven. If you rebel against him, then you go to hell. Again, he does not influence the choices as far as making you do it. He just tells you the penalty for what you do. He's not going to apologize for being God. I'm God, I have my dictates and my commandments, but you choose whether or not you obey them. Now, if you rebel against them, here's what you get. If you obey them, this is what you get. But I don't decide which one you do. You have to respond accordingly based on what you want to do. But, buddy, that reward is eternal, whether it be a damned soul in hell or an eternal soul in heaven that lives in heavenly bliss. And folk want to imagine that's not real. There are millions of people in hell tonight, probably billions, that thought God was a joke. But it ain't funny now. You can grin and skin about it standing out here. But buddy, when your butt hits that fire, you find out, you know what? This thing is real. Now you've got all of eternity to wonder about what you did, because you can never get out. See, I don't even want to think about that. Me in hell forever, unable to ever get out, all because of one thing. I was stupid. Stupidity is a curse. It's too stupid to get your own soul saved, thinking it's a joke. Man, don't be found over there.